special report, protests, and remembrances. House and Senate Democrats are proposing major police reforms to end police brutality and concern about racism within law enforcement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We gather in honor of those Americans and so many others. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Bassem Jean, Terrence Kutcher, Jordan Davis, Oscar Grant, Philando Castile, Freddie Gray, Walter Scott, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin.
A public viewing today for George Floyd in his hometown of Houston, correspondent Omar Jimenez.
Tomorrow we will see the funeral service that is expected to be a private ceremony there, and where we do expect him to be buried next to his mother.
Today Joe Biden will meet with the Floyd family. I'm Mike Moss. Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who held his knee on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes 46 seconds, will be in court today to face second-degree murder charges.
Chauvin's expected in court to hear the charges of second-degree murder today, but it is unclear if he will enter a plea. The three other officers involved in Floyd's death did not enter pleas last week. Their bail was set at $750,000. Two of the officers are rookie cops, and their lawyers are working to get their charges reduced. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says while his office believes their case is solid,
history does show that there are clear challenges here.
In that, he says, such cases have been under-prosecuted in the past. I'm Jim Rook.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees apologizes for comments he made in an interview regarding his opposition to Colin Kaepernick's taking a knee. Now his wife has apologized, saying, "We are the problem." On Wall Street, the Dow up 263. I'm Mike Moss.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DinoVite.com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DinoVite.com.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh, yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
That's a great story, and a story like that is ready to happen for you. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma, Arizona area will be held live Saturday, June 27th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny with a high of 92 today, clear and 66 tonight, 15-mile-per-hour winds. 97 and sunny tomorrow, 68 tomorrow night, 10-mile-per-hour winds. Winds calm on Wednesday, heating up to 104 with sunshine, 74 Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio.
It's nice to have you in here today.
Hip, hooray, right?
And you've got your own studio.
I almost got assaulted coming in here. Where's your mask? For a second, I thought I was in California. I had to do it. Wait a second.
Well, I'm teasing you. That's good. That's an Eldorado policy, you know, a company policy.
Yeah.
And every company's a little different. You know, Smart and Final's like that. You got to wear a mask. You know,
mm-hmm.
Smart and Final.
Yeah.
And here, they tackle me.
Yeah.
Although I tell them, I say, look, who's going to be here at 4 o'clock in the morning to check me out?
You want to do it?
Yeah, nobody
No, I totally appreciate that. And I understand the concerns. And when you're part of a national organization, I had no idea how big Eldorado was.
It's not huge. It's California, Hawaii,
right?
And Arizona.
But up until about a month ago, I didn't realize that you had stations elsewhere. I thought it was just Yuma local, you know. But I was talking to a friend of mine, and he mentioned that, oh, no, they're out in Hawaii, they're in California.
Yeah.
They're bigger than you might think, and so... When you have a company like that, obviously they're going to have protocols that they implement, just like these big chain restaurants and things like that. Over the weekend, I went to Phoenix. Oh, this is interesting. I forgot about this. Speaking of Phoenix, we went up there to look for some restaurant equipment. Not equipment, but bulk items like flour and things like that. My wife started a baking business, and so she wanted to get some bulk items, and we went to a place called the, what is it called, Restaurant Depot. And you had to wear a mask in there. You couldn't go in unless you had a mask. And so we did all that, and then she wanted to try this company's cupcakes to see. We hadn't had cupcakes from this company for a while, and she wanted to see how it compared to her recipes.
Mm.
So we ordered them online as we're driving, and it's called Sprinkles, and Sprinkles is across town. So at the time, when we went to the restaurant store to look for these bulk items, we Googled where the nearest Sprinkles was. It's over in Scottsdale, kind of across the way. So we made our way towards Sprinkles over in Scottsdale, and as we started going towards Scottsdale, we were on Scottsdale Road, and we were crossing right underneath this big kind of bridge thing, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's the Scottsdale Fashion Mall.
Yeah.
And as we're driving along, just kind of, you know, heading, following the GPS to Sprinkles to pick up our order, all of a sudden, there's police cars coming from the side streets, putting up barricades, and we're like, what's going on here? And then it finally dawned on us that that was the location of some big rioting about a week earlier.
Right.
And as we get closer and closer to the mall, closer and closer to our destination of Sprinkles to pick up our online order that we called in, about that time, they barricaded the road right in front of Sprinkles, so we couldn't get there. They had the National Guard there, and there was nobody even congregated, but they had police, Scottsdale police were all around there barricading things. They had a couple Hummers that were just sitting there on the corners of these intersections. And I mean, they weren't just Hummers. They were Hummers with the turrets on them, with the 50 caliber turrets on them, and then the National Guard people in full, like, SWAT kind of gear, and we're like, oh, my gosh, like, how do we get out of here?
So you didn't get any
cupcakes?
First
of all, no, we got them.
Okay.
We're like, we stopped. And this is how you know you're from Yuma. Because we rolled down the window mid-intersection, and we're just yelling at the police guy, we got to get our order from Sprinkles.
Yeah.
We got cupcakes over here.
Yeah.
And he's like, keep moving. Like, there's bigger problems than your Sprinkles.
Did you tell him you were from Yuma? But I'm from Yuma.
No, yeah. He just doesn't understand. He's like, yeah, but we just got to, our Sprinkles are right there. They're right there. I can see them. And so I stop in the intersection. My wife jumps out and sprints over there.
She did?
Yeah, totally. Anything for the cupcakes, man. And so she went over there, and then she starts chatting with them, you know, making friends.
And you're still on the road?
No, I kept going. Like, traffic.
Oh, you let her out.
Yeah, and you couldn't turn off those roads. So I had to go for a little while, made a big old circle, come back and pick her up, and we got our cupcakes, lo and behold. And
you didn't get shot. Nobody got injured.
No, we made a lot of friends, you know.
Good.
We got some National Guard people and some Scottsdale police. But it just goes to show that we're kind of in our own little bubble out here in Yuma, and I think that's a good thing. I don't know what's going on up there. If it's escalated any more than a couple of weeks ago after the first event.
I don't think so. I think they finally got under control. In fact, there was a lot of condemnation to the Scottsdale people.
Yeah.
Like not being prepared. You had warning. It was on social media. Everyone knew it was going to happen. And nobody stopped it.
It's just kind of random. I don't understand it. Hey, let's all congregate at the mall and just go to town rioting and breaking stuff up. I would foresee that in downtown Phoenix, but not in Scottsdale. Scottsdale Fashion Square is not a, to me, it's not a hub. It's not.
The social media said forget Phoenix. They don't have the good stuff. Seriously, there was a lot of social media on that.
And I guess that's what it's about, you know.
And about all the white people and those racist stuff about they have all that money. Let's go take it from them and stuff. And
yeah.
A lot of people got arrested, and why would you put that on social media? You know, they cops can see it, too.
Yeah,
they know who's writing it.
Sure. Absolutely.
What are you doing there?
So it was quite the experience, and I'm glad to be back. It was just a quick day trip. Obviously, we just went up there to go to that
wholesale store. And there were sprinkles. Were they good cupcakes?
Not compared to my wife.
They're
horrible. They're like $4 a piece.
Yeah.
And before, I thought they were like the bee's knees. You know, I've got them in San Diego before as we passed through. You can get these different varieties and things like that. And at the time, I'm like, because it's all hyped up and you're paying $4 a cupcake. And in my mind, I had built it up more than it was. But over the course of time, my wife has really become quite the baker, and she's really, really good. And so over time, I've come to be accustomed to what she bakes. And hers are probably three times the size of their cupcakes, and they're just so good because they're all naturally made. They're all from scratch, I guess I should say, not from boxes and things like that, pre-made stuff. She just does it all from a particular proprietary recipe that she's come up with, and it's just amazing. And so when I had those from Sprinkles, I was like, this is it? Ugh. You know, like, I want my money back. The cake to icing ratio was all horrible, you know, and I'm just, the whole time I'm thinking, this is $4? Are you kidding me? I want my wife's stuff. So I'm really excited for her, and she's doing really good at that. She just took some orders last night.
So she's doing some commercial stuff. She's
doing good.
She's doing like parties and things, or
not yet. She's doing what she'll do. This is my understanding. I'm just supporting her in the background.
Yes, you should.
And my understanding is she's saying, okay, I'm going to create this cake this week. I've got four of these slots that you can get, or there's cupcakes, you know, different varieties of cupcakes that I'm going to do this week. And so she's got certain amounts that she's making available in a week. And I think she's doing that because we've got six kids, and so she finds the time to do it, and she's superwoman, but she can't do everything all the time, you know. And if she's not the person baking it, then you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
So really, she's the key ingredient to the whole business. I've tried my hand in it, and she says that I'm not allowed to do it anymore in the kitchen. So
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, so she's the key ingredient, and we need her help to do all that. So she knows her limits, and she's doing a really good job at that, and it's really been about a week, and she's been rocking it. People are just all over social media contacting her and things like that for these cupcakes and for these cakes. And for the graduates, she kind of did a special deal. As we would go around town, and you'd see these banners that they're graduating, you know, a graduate of 2020. She would take a mental note of that, and then she would surprise that graduate with their own personal cake. And it was really cool to see the reactions that they didn't expect that. Nobody expected it. It was just out of the blue. Here's this lady bringing me this cake, and it's such a great cake that I heard stories of these people just leaving it out, you know, for days because it's such a large cake, and it's so good, so moist, and they just leave it out and pick on it for days, you know, and it's super fun to see her thrive in her element because she's really about bringing joy to people and food. You know, she's always been really good at baking and at cooking, and that's probably why I married her, actually. But when I went to go find a girl to marry, first of all, she had to know how to cook. So she met that requirement easy.
Right.
And that's really about it. That was my list.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
You can't cook,
exactly,
obviously.
Right.
But you have to take a break.
Let's go to a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back after this.
more thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband, and he lost weight, and his cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend lost 20 pounds her first 2 months.
Stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online, live with America's hypnotist, Mark Patrick, in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma, Arizona area will be held live Saturday, June 27th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I am Attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU, and I'm in the studio today. It's a rare occasion. We're not in our remote studio at the office.
Which is nice that you have that available.
Yeah, it's actually awesome. And but it feels good to be back with you in person, Russ. And
it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. It makes a big difference. And I can see your beautiful face. It's the biggest difference that I get to see.
Yeah, coronavirus hadn't affected you, eh?
What's that supposed to mean? Except for the 20 pounds I put on? All right? That was the real reason I was trying to stay away from you, is because I gained 20 pounds.
You
I didn't want you to see it.
You don't want anybody to know.
It was my guilt, okay?
At least you've been testing.
I'm working on it.
You've been testing the bakery.
The gyms have opened up to that point, you know, here in town, and so we've been going and hitting the gym pretty hard, trying to get off the COVID 45 that I gained. And we've been hitting Telegraph. Telegraph is always pretty packed, but I think particularly so now.
Really?
During the COVID period, I saw, you know, it really increased. But that increase in visitors to Telegraph, to hike that, I think has just maintained. And I think that's a good thing. We're getting out more, I feel like, and trying to be more healthy, get our lungs strong so we can combat this COVID-19.
Sure.
However, it also means that there's more people hiking that trail. And it's funny because as I'm hiking, I'm not going to hike. I've seen people hike with masks. I'm thinking, why are you doing that? You know, like, you're just torturing yourself.
Tough.
I don't think that's how it works, but I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of law. But, hey, I'm not.
Dr. Hansen.
Something tells me down in my gut that wearing a mask while you're hiking Telegraph is probably not doing anybody good. It's just probably going to make you collapse. But I haven't gone that far, but there are a lot of people, and so as I'm passing people, I'm always, like, holding my breath. And hoping that Nobody has it, you know, as I pass them. It's kind of like that asymptomatic thing that we hear about. People might have it, and they're all about us, and we just don't know it. So masks obviously are good, and we promote that as people come into our office. We try to ask them to wear a mask if they can, and we have disposable masks at the ready to help them if they don't have one. We don't want to give them out because we don't want to blow through all of our masks that we've got.
But, what do you? I mean, getting them is not easy either because there's been shortages.
There were in the beginning, but these aren't like the best masks. They're temporary masks. We see them a lot over in California. I noticed a few weeks ago when we went for Memorial Day to visit my brother in California, because it was such a big deal there. A lot of the service stations, like as we would stop to fill gas over at Golden Acorn, you weren't allowed in unless you had a mask on, and they have that all posted. Most of the places. What was really interesting to me was we went to Target around Temecula. And no difference. You can walk right into Target without a mask. And I would have thought the bigger corporation like that, Target, would have had policies to say, no, you've got to wear a mask in here.
Not too many in Yuma have masks.
No.
If you're Smart and Final's one of them.
Yeah, Smart and Final's one of them. Sam's Club never really got on board with that.
No.
Walmart,
but Costco did over in
El Centro. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Yeah, right. So it's kind of hit or miss there. And I think really what it comes down to is they don't want to be known for the epicenter of some sort of outbreak. And that's kind of how we feel. It's not that I'm more of, in my office, there's me and then there's Sean, my partner, the other attorney. And then we've got about 10, 11 employees. I say about because some of those are student workers. So, you know, they're like half.
Interns,
they're half employees, yeah. And I say that with all the love intended.
Yeah.
No, but they're good. They do a lot of paperwork for us. But having said that, I'm more of the one that said, you know, when it rolled out that Governor Ducey said, okay, it's time to open back up, let's get back to business and things like that, I said, okay, Sean, let's do it. We don't need to have people coming to our back door anymore because we shut the front doors, we lock those, and you have to come to the back door. There's one back entrance, and you have to ring a bell to come in, and it's by appointment only. We don't take walk-ins, things like that. And I was just kind of sick of it. So I said, hey, Governor Ducey says that it's open up, let's get back to business. Let's open up those front doors. But Sean was more of the cautious one, and I get it. You know, I agreed with him after he told me his rationale, and really it's all about we don't want to be known as the law firm that lets people in willy-nilly and put everybody at risk, and then we become this epicenter of the outbreak here in Yuma County or something like that. And it's really more of making sure that we don't promulgate the infection. And I get that, you know. I'm just more of the kind of Wild West kind of mentality where I just rush in. Let's just get it done. Ask questions later, but let's just go for it. But he's more of the cautious, you know.
Yeah, I'm more of a leap in, limp out guy, too.
Yeah. But that's why our partnership works so well, is because we often meet in the middle, and it's a good result most of the time. And so it's been really fun I shouldn't say fun is the right word, but it has been fun to see how our firm operated through this whole COVID-19 thing, because I would be more the one that's kind of willy-nilly, fly by the seat of your pants, and, you know, it's all a conspiracy, let's just get back to work kind of stuff, and Sean's more the cautious, pump the brakes, and we always find a nice compromise in the middle there, and it works really well for us and our staff, and I think that's good for our clients, because now they're protected. They're protected because we have these policies, clear-cut policies that all of the staff understand, and therefore we're all on the same page. Just like when I came in here today and your front desk said, hey, you can't be out here without a mask,
right,
or you got to be in that room. And so you guys have policies here, and it helps. And I think if we didn't do that, then there's a potential, there's a risk.
Now, are you back into church on weekends? Is your church opened up?
Not in our area. I'm not apprised to, so my church that I go to, is a worldwide church, and we're all in the same. For example, every Sunday we study the same thing, the same lesson.
Oh, everybody.
The worldwide.
Oh,
yeah, everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
So, and it's kind of a unique thing, and I didn't realize that until I served a mission for my church when I was 19 to Spain. And in Spain, obviously it's highly Catholic. There's a lot of Catholic influence, obviously. And when I first got there, it was just incredible to see how well the Catholic Church was run and things like that. But what I would find out is that as I went from place to place during the course of the 2 years that I lived there, not every cathedral or diocese is the same. You know, they all have their different ways of doing a few things. They've got their dogma that they adhere to, but they weren't... It was just, I wouldn't say fractionated, but it's not on the same page, I wouldn't say. You know, right. They just do their own thing, and they stay within their dogma bounds. But that's not how my church operates. My church is very global, and it's very unified, very organized. And so if we're studying something here in Yuma on a particular Sunday...
Same thing everywhere.
Yeah, I could go to Australia, and it'd be the same lesson. And so it's pretty cool, or China, you know, wherever you want to go. In the world, it's going to be the same thing. It's very on point. And I think that's good because we travel so much as a population in the world, so we don't have to... It's really cool. We went to Europe, and I've talked about this on the show before. My wife and I went to Europe the beginning of December of last year, 2019, right before all this happened, you know, and we were lucky to get there and get that trip out of the way. And we were there for about 10 days, and we went from Spain to France to Portugal and back to Spain, and everywhere we went, we made it a point to attend a church service, and it was really refreshing to know that we could go anywhere in the world, and when we go to a church service, it's the same, and you really feel like, oh man, I'm home. Anywhere I go, I feel like I've got a home, you know, and it's a unique experience. So to answer your question, I'm not quite sure up in, like, for example, Idaho or Washington State. I think some congregations are going back to church, but they're very limited. I know for a fact, because it came down from the very top, that it's 100 or less. Here on the local level, we're talking about 50, up to 50. And so, and there are procedures that will be put in place if we start to do that. Meaning, you've got like, if my family's sitting on a particular pew, you've got to have a pew between you and the next family behind you, things like that.
And I went to Faith Baptist Church Sunday. And I've never been in there, but there was only two people wearing masks out of like 50 or so people, and there was no separation.
Do they limit, just a question, did they limit the amount that can go in there?
They went to two services instead of one in order to...
Limit the numbers?
Limit the numbers, I guess, a little bit. But I mean, there was no crowdiness or anything, but there was no fear or worry about the coronavirus. I only saw two people with masks on the whole thing. So, you know, they're taking precautions, but it's not, you know, people that are scared or feel.
Yeah, and I wonder.
It looked more normal. It felt good to see normal again.
I love that. Yeah. I think I don't think we'll go back to normal. I don't know. I don't know what that picture looks like.
I know that
there was an announcement from our church last week, actually, and they talked about the upcoming conference in October. Every year we do a worldwide conference, and traditionally people would travel from all over the world. You don't have to, because it's broadcast through all sorts of electronic means. So we actually just watch it in our living room at home on our big screen TV with the kids, and we tune in and participate that way. But you can go physically to what's called the conference center in Salt Lake, Utah, and you can attend in person. You have to have tickets and things like that. Not that you buy them. It's just they're assigned, and there's only a certain amount. And I think that conference, I'm not quite sure how many it holds, maybe 85,000, something like that.
Wow.
At least the main I call it a chapel. It's the conference center. So they only have so many tickets. And in the past, people would come from all over the world because it's an opportunity just to go and be with the leadership of the church and things like that in person. It's really kind of a unique experience. But there was an announcement from the church last week. I didn't read the whole email, but the gist of it was, because it's a worldwide church and different regions are responding, governments are responding in different ways, because of the turbulence and the unknownness of what's to come in October, the conference will be, again, just broadcast to the world by electronic means without people coming. And so that's what they did this last April.
And you don't know if it's going to go back to normal. I hope it does. I hope the country does.
I hope everything we do.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to go back to normal as we knew it before. I would sure hope so, but I don't see that. I don't foresee it happening. I think with the times and the government systems that we have, I just don't think... I think once you release or give away a little bit of your authority or power. And I feel we did that, and I think you agree with me, Russ. We talked about this before. Yeah. Right off the bat, how fast we were as a people to say, oh, yeah, the government knows best. Let's stay in our homes. Let's shut down our businesses. Some people did that. Most people did that. But there are some that said, no, I've got to have a living to pay for things that are going on. I'm not going to rely on the government. Not very many people did that. A lot of people were, you know, decrying people going out of their houses and things like that. And I think that was opposite of what we needed to do. Now that the numbers are spiking, now is the time that we should be quarantined. Not in the very beginning when nobody was really...
Actually, the numbers going down everywhere except Yuma.
And we talked about that. Yeah.
It's being imported.
Yeah, and we talked about that. We got to go to a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, everyone. This is April Hettinger here with KYMA News 11. Yuma County has officially surpassed 2,000 coronavirus cases, now at 2,231 cases. After the county saw its largest single-day spike ever of 218 new cases yesterday. The statewide curfew issued by Governor Doug Ducey expires today at 5 a.m. Protesters in Phoenix and even in Yuma were mostly obeying the curfew and protesting peacefully. National officials worry of a spike in coronavirus cases because of the high volume of gatherings during protesting across the U.S. The CDC reminds the community to still maintain social distancing. And the Yuma Union High School teacher accused of luring a minor for sex is expected to appear in court today. You can check out our website at kyma.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I am attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. He's pushing the buttons and trying to make me sound as good as he can.
Good morning.
And we were talking prior to the break about the coronavirus here locally and abroad and the way it changed our church service and things like that. And over the break, I was mentioning to Russ that our office has subscribed to this new newspaper that we saw. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. But as you watch YouTube, I felt like there was an increase in these ads that were being pushed on us when I'd watch a YouTube video, and those ads were very catchy. It was about this newspaper article, our newspaper organization that was, supposed to be promulgating the news in an unbiased way, and they all say that, but
sure.
I liked the commercials, and I would see them so much on before I'd watch a video on YouTube. They would come before the ad period before you watch a video on YouTube. And finally, I talked to Sean about it, and he's like, man, I think we should get this. And so we subscribed to that newspaper just to have it delivered to the office. And as I did my research on the background of them, it became known to us that they have a very strong tie to the country of China, but not to the government of the Chinese people, not to the Communist Party of China.
The resistance.
Rather, they're kind of like a resistance type thing. And Russ says, yeah, I really like them. And you've mentioned how you had, in the past, you know them. You've talked to a lot or interviewed a lot of their people. And I think that's good. And I mentioned that when we subscribed to them about a week and a half ago, then they asked for your email. And so every day I get this email that tells me a little bit of the updated in the news and things
like
that.
They're real journalists.
They're pretty good.
Really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those things was a video that was shared, and it was talking about the origins of the COVID-19 outbreak and things like that. And they had narrowed it down to not a marketplace in Wuhan. Rather, there's the Center for Infectious Disease in Wuhan.
The laboratory.
And if you watch this video, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but they do a good job of just telling you the facts and letting you come to a conclusion.
Did they go into the biology of the DNA and everything?
They absolutely did, yeah.
But once you start getting into that, and I've had doctors on the radio explain it to me, that the way that the DNA has changed the blocks, he said it's like having, you know, the DNA has a long string. It's like having a big tall stack of bricks. And like four of them in a row are turned out. Now, in nature, you can't do four in a row.
Right, exactly.
That has to be manufactured, or the odds of it happen naturally are so big an odds, it's like near impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he was talking about it as a, when he saw the research of it, this guy's out of Minneapolis, I think, and a doctor of infectious diseases, he said, that's just not nature.
No, exactly right. And that's essentially what this came down to, is that as China was promulgating this information, really it's propaganda, to divert the spotlight on their Communist Party and their infectious disease center there in Wuhan, they moved it to a marketplace, you know, where these animals were and things like that. And they mentioned how bats were the actual jump from animals to humans, and then this new COVID-type strain came about. And in reality, as you watch this documentary, that's what it is. It's a documentary. They show the science between those DNA strands and how the COVID-19 strand is it's almost, I wouldn't say identical, but there are about three or four markers in that string that are 100% identical to
SARS.
A SARS-like virus that they were playing around with in that, and it's known. It's known in the scientific community that they were experimenting with this SARS virus. They had learned from SARS, and they had used it. There's a very world-known doctor there in Wuhan that has publications talking about how she had figured out how SARS could be transmitted from animals to humans, and they were trying to connect those dots. And so anyway, you watch this, and it's very convincing of the fact that here's the facts. And these are the way that these markers line up, and it's very difficult to believe that it wasn't on purpose. I don't know if it was on purpose that it got out of that lab, but it's
very manufactured.
It's very, very likely that it came from a lab in Wuhan. Whether there was a disgruntled employee that took it out and just wanted to do damage, maybe it was an accident and they didn't contain it. But the Chinese Communist Party knew, the government knew. And they didn't tell the world, they didn't do anything to cover it up, to quell it.
They definitely covered it up. They lied
definitely
about
covered it up,
and,
yes.
And the World Health Organization helped them.
And why is that? Because the leaders of that are part of the government party.
And they helped pay for that lab.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Okay. And so when you put this all in the context and you see what President Trump did with WHO and things like that, now after watching that, I see why he took those steps and why he really went so hard. And you watch this documentary, and it's like, man, you need to go harder. they need to be accountable for what they did. And what was really interesting in it was that it talked about how China understands, the government, the Communist Party in China understands that if we were to go to war, they're not going to win. They're not going to win that battle between the United States because of our technology, because of our dominance in the military force. So they have to come up with some tactics, some other type of warfare that we haven't seen before. Biological warfare, technological, you know, internet-based, IP-based warfare. And so they're coming at us in all sorts of different facets to weaken our country on financial grounds and on health grounds.
Do you think their goal is world dominance?
That's all I can figure out. So as I talk to my friends about this, I'm thinking, you know, back in the day, as we studied World War II and things in school, you learn about Stalin, you learn about Hitler and the bad guys in World War II, and even World War I and the events that led up to those things. And they were, we demonized them, obviously, because they were, to us, seemingly bad people.
Plus they lost. We got to write the books.
That's right. And they killed millions of people.
Yeah.
And I've always questioned, did Hitler really think that he was going to dominate the world? Did he really think that? And as you look at the history, he almost did.
Yeah.
He almost did take over the whole world. And that just baffles my mind that a person thinks that they can do that, and they actually almost did.
Yeah.
But I come back to the fact of why? Like, what was the purpose of that? What? Why do these governments or these people in history...
why do they desire that?
Why do they... Yeah, it's all about power, and it's all about promulgating their ideals of total dominance. And so as I've talked to friends about this, they brought up, well, you've got Russia out there, you've got China, all of these communist countries that are, you know, I would say our enemies, because we're this beacon of freedom,
mm-hmm.
And we shine to the world. And then you've got communism that is the exact opposite of that, that says, do what we say or you're dead, or we're going to make the rules. And it's all about power and keeping that power. And really, it finally clicked that really their goal is to snuff out our liberties or our democracy or our principles, because we stand as the strongest nation in the world,
right,
as a beacon of light to what can be of freedom. And it all rests on our Constitution and on our founding fathers. But if we get away from that document and we get away from our traditional beliefs of God, family, country, then we're going to start seeing problems. And if we stick to those morals or those principles that we've had since the beginning from our founding fathers and the way that they established things, we will be strong. We'll be able to overcome communism. But it's just been interesting as I've done studying of history and leading up to what we're seeing now and the different tactics that have been used over time and now leading up to what we're seeing as biological warfare, releasing a virus. And I thought this at the very beginning, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but as I thought about it, it just doesn't make sense for this virus to jump from China or to get as far as it did without someone pushing it. And really comes down to, in my personal opinion, and I'm not saying I'm right, but after looking at the evidence of the virus and how it came about and how close it is to the ones that were in this lab in Wuhan, and the likelihood that it was not a natural jump from animals to a human-based virus, it's become clear to me, at least personally, I really believe that this was a tester. It was a tester by the communist government in China to see, what if we release this and see what it does? How fast will it spread across the world? What kind of damage can it do? And not to say that COVID-19 is not deathly, because we've seen that it is. However, in comparison to, say, a mustard gas or a very aggressive type toxin, it relatively is not deadly. And I can see it as a testing type thing that they released to see, okay, what if we did something stronger or something that doesn't have any antibodies or is very, very deadly? What would have happened, you know? And they just got to see that. They saw on a world scale what would happen if they released something very deadly.
This is a 99-point-something% recovery.
Yeah, sure.
It's not like SARS. SARS was actually only a 90% recovery. This is SARS, what they call SARS-2. It's more contagious, but has a higher recovery rate.
I agree with that, and that's why I'm saying I think this was a tester as a probe. How would the world react, number one? And it was a good way to see who had protocols in place and who didn't. And virtually nobody did. Most countries did not have any protocols. But you saw some, like South Korea, almost relatively not affected, you know.
They did a good job.
Yeah, and so there are some countries that really showed that if there was a greater deadly virus that was released, then they would react in a different way. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back after this. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
When hunger hits, take 95 North out of Yuma to the Dirty South Barbecue House. Lunch, dinner, or even a snack at Dirty South Barbecue House, their racks and butts will drive everyone nuts. It's where everybody cleans their plate.
Hey, y'all, this is Angela from Dirty South Barbecue House. I always got that slow-smoked pork and beef, and you can't go wrong with some good Southern-style barbecue. We always try to make y'all happy, and we want y'all to come back to enjoy some sunsets and some good old music. So I'm very happy to still be coming to y'all out here from the farm. Our phone number is 928-285-2239. We love hearing from y'all, so give us a call. Come on down. Let me put a little south in your mouth, honey.
For pure down-home deliciousness, there's just one place to go. Head north out of Yuma on 95 to the Dirty South Barbecue House, where our racks and butts will drive you nuts, and everybody cleans their plate. New summer hours open Wednesday through Sunday for lunch, dinner, and snacks.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I am attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark running the board, and I'm making sure that I sound the best way that I can. I know it's a really difficult job, but you're doing great.
I'm not responsible for content. That's you.
That's right.
Great subject.
Oh, good. Before we get too far into it, I just want to make mention of this radio hour sponsor, Deason, Garner, and Hansen. That's our law firm. And we've been working hard to release to the public an online seminar, an educational seminar that allows you to know what your planning options are. I meet with a lot of people on a daily basis, and oftentimes what they'll say to me is, oh, Adam, I went online and I got this done. I got a will in place, and everything's good to go. When I pass away, everything's going to automatically go to my kids, and I've got this person named as my personal representative or my executor, and they're pleased with that. Well, the reality is that wills don't automatically do anything. In fact, they don't have any power when a person dies. They have to be probated in some form or fashion. And that's the educational piece that we try and get to all the residents of Yuma County. We used to do that in a seminar fashion on a monthly basis out at the Foothills Library and then in town at the main library. But because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we were limited. We weren't able to do those seminars anymore at the library public forums because the libraries were closed. And so we had to come up with an alternative, and that alternative is we took the seminar content, we recorded ourselves doing it, and put it into a presentation form, which is great for you because you don't have to sit there and listen to us drone on and on. It's very straightforward and to the point, but it's a really neat educational class that you can watch online. How do you do that? Go to my website at yuma.law. That's as simple as it is, yuma.law, and you'll see a button that says click here to watch the online seminar. I would encourage you to do that because as you do that, you're going to have questions come to your mind. Is what I have good enough for my particular family, or do I have anything in place right now? I need to get something in place, and we can help you do that. But watching that online seminar is the first step because there's a lot of information out there that's being disseminated. If you were to Google wills or trusts or powers of attorney, you're going to be inundated with a lot of information, and you don't know necessarily what is the right information, what's right for Arizona, what's right for California, so on and so forth. What are all your options? What would happen if you picked this, that, or the other? Watch the online seminar. It's a free educational seminar, and ultimately what you can do after you watch that is book an appointment right there on the spot on my calendar or on Sean's calendar, and we can see you. You can come to our office, or you can do it over the internet through like a Google Hangout type thing that we can offer to you, or over the phone. So we're doing all these means and methods because we've been unable to do this in a public forum, and so we wanted to make it easy for our clients and those that are looking for good information to get it. Go online to yuma.law and click on that click here, click now button, and watch the online seminar, and then let's talk in my office and we can see how we can help you. Getting back to the subject at hand here that we've been talking about, Russ and I, communism and its general goal to suppress the light of the world, which is the United States, and really I'm convinced that's what it's come down to. And the way that they do that, both Russia, Venezuela, and China, all these countries that are known for communist governments, they promulgate what we call propaganda. They help, they try and suppress the freedoms that we have by trying to snuff it out in their home country with propaganda, saying that, you know, their way is the best way, that we're the dirt of the world, essentially. We're the enemy and things like that, and that the subjects of their particular government regime need to bow down to them, or else either they're going to get killed or something bad is going to happen to their families, things like that. And they live under that rule. And here you have the United States set up as a beacon of light to the whole world, and we promulgate the ideas of freedom, that through freedom and through your own acts, you can get this, that, or the other. You are not limited. You can do whatever you want. If you want to stay in the ghetto and live that life of welfare and things like that, you can do that.
Yep.
And that's fine. Or if you want to get out of the ghettos, my first thing that comes to mind is Ben Carson and the way that his mother said, don't watch TV, go to the library and read books. And that allowed him to break the cycle in their family of going to college. I think he was the first one in their family to go to college and ended up being a great, renowned physician. And so, those aren't to say that they're unique. You know, in my own family, I came from humble beginnings as well, and I never thought that I could go to college. I just didn't think I was smart enough. Everybody else was smarter than me. Everybody else had money to pay for that, and I didn't. But really, when it came down to it, I had some really good mentors in my life around, you know, my senior year and things like that, that really helped me understand that, Adam, really that's just your mindset keeping you down. You can do anything you want. You just have to do it.
Where did the mentors come from? Was it through school, church, family? What was
all
it?
Of those things. So I was very active in school sports and things like that. I had in the fall I would play football. I was an all state football player, and then the winter I would wrestle. And then in the spring, I would play baseball. And so all three of those coaches, they'd really become great mentors to me. And I had my father as well that was a great example of hard work and sacrifice and things like that. We've got a caller on the line. You've got a couple minutes, and we got to
you're on the air.
Move along.
Yes, sir. Is this Russ?
Yes. Russ and Adam. What's up?
Russ and Adam. Well, I just got back from the store. I heard y'all talking about this virus and how everybody gave up their normal way of life, and you don't think it'll go back to normal. There's a lot of us out here that didn't, that don't own businesses.
Yep.
That didn't comply.
Yes.
Kept on with our normal
you
life.
Rebel.
You know. And as far as I'm concerned, life is still normal. I have no control over what our church does. I have no control over a restaurant closing and complying. I have no control over that. I've talked to you, Russ, in person one time. My name's Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
I'm telling you, I don't generally like to go to restaurants or theaters because they're crowded. And so typically my normal life, I stay away from those places anyway.
So it hadn't affected you, Bill.
Right,
okay.
Right. But my point is, had any one or a couple restaurants in this town defied the shutdown order, I would have gone down there and eaten.
Buddy, I'd have been with you. I'll sit with you. I appreciate it. And that's the kind of spirit we need to get out of this. Exactly right. Bill, thank you for the call, buddy.
I think that's a great thank example you. Of what we've been talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, the American spirit, you can't keep that down. You really can't.
No.
And that's what's so beautiful about our country is that no matter what the if you think about it, that's how we began. Those forefathers, those that came across and they established our Constitution. Why? Because they were rebels. They could not function under the crown the way that tyranny was operating, and they did something about it. And I think that American spirit has still here.
It's not everywhere. It's there some places it may be a little weak,
I agree
but it's
with that.
Here.
Yeah, and I think I don't think it'll ever go away, and I love that about the United States. And even with all these riots and things like that, with the George Floyd matters and things like that, I still go back to the reality that I love this country. I love what we stand for. I don't like that, you know, the riots happen and things like that. But
sure.
It's good that we have a voice, and we always have, and we will continue to have that voice. I think it's incredible that we can have a voice, and unlike China or, for example, Russia, if you were to do that, you're dead. I mean, they would kill you openly in the streets.
And I like Bill's attitude. I don't go to restaurants, but if they said I couldn't and one opened, I'd be there.
I love it. And that's the American way.
That's
the Yuma way, too, you know, the wild, wild west of Arizona. So I would encourage you all that are listening to continue to be safe out there. Keep your family safe. Be smart. Don't be dumb about it. But continue to fight the good fight, and that means doing things that you know to be right. And if it smells like it's too good to be true, it probably is. And when the government's telling you to do something, you know, you got to question that, especially when it's restricting some of your freedoms. And I think as a community, we've really rallied together, and I've been proud to say that we're from Yuma. Especially going back to my original story of going up to Phoenix last week and seeing how they're reacting. It's great to be a human and to know that no matter what, we're going to band together and we're going to be strong. And we'll see you next week, next Monday. It'll be Sean in the studio. We'll be back next week.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.